Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 217 for Monday, January 11th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower in light and fractured trade Monday morning, with action in the Canadian currency weighing down prices. Canola was roughly a dollar and a half lower, with the March contract checking in at $479.60 a ton. The Canadian dollar was up approximately a third of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Losses in European rapeseed futures and crude oil were also bearish for prices. Favorable weather has helped advance the South American soybean crop, which undermined the canola market. Thin volumes exaggerated the losses, as many investors stayed on the sidelines ahead of tomorrow's USDA quarterly stocks report. However, the Chicago soy complex was higher, which limited the losses. Commercial selling was also supportive for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 2 cents stronger. The March contract was checking in at $8.66 a bushel. The market received a boost from a new report that suggested Chinese import demand will improve by 2 million tons in 2015-16. Speculators and large funds were also increasing their net short position ahead of tomorrow's USDA quarterly stocks report. On the other side of the coin, improved weather prospects in Brazil continue to pressure the market. Corn was 4 cents weaker, with the March contract coming in at $3.52 a bushel. The market is under pressure due to the economic turmoil in China, along with falling crude oil demand. Taiwan has issued a tender for 130,000 tons, though, which is a good sign. Traders are also positioning themselves ahead of tomorrow's report. U.S. wheat was 5 to 6 cents weaker, with the March contract coming in at $4.73 a bushel. Spillover losses in corn weighed down wheat. The demand for U.S. wheat remains bearish at best. However, bitter cold in the Black Sea region is threatening the crop over there, and that has been supportive for prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 11th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.